Innisfail. Karen and Gerald Bradbury have only lived and worked in Innisfail for 6.5 years. And yet both have made profound positive differences for countless Innisfailians. Karen has been the town's community and social development coordinator since November of 2015. Gerald was the pastor at the New River of Life Church, which later became Centerpoint Church at 4249th Avenue. The couple were consummate community builders, and revered by so many citizens for the impact they made in their everyday lives. Sadly for many, the couple are leaving town following Karen's last day at the town of Innisfail on June 16. They have accepted management positions with a faith-based organization at Sunset Point, a summer village near Alberta Beach on the eastern shore of Lac St. Anne, about 39 kilometers northwest of Stony Plain. We all know what a wonderful person Karen is and what she has done for this community in the past years she has been here. It's incredible, said Mayor Jean Barkley, noting Karen's seemingly unlimited energy, enthusiasm and willingness to help people. I am so sorry to see her moving. We are going to miss her and there are going to be very big shoes to fill. Yes, I am very, very sad to see them go. Karen said the new career move will have her and Gerald working under an executive director at the year-round camp. They will oversee operations, with Gerald being the facility manager and Karen the camp administrator. For their new employer, they are the ultimate power couple whose background spoke volumes of their lifelong dedication to the welfare of community and people. The couple were jointly wanted by the organization. It just so happened it was what they were looking for, said Bradbury, who respectfully declined to name the new employer. However, she made it clear the decision to leave Innisfail and the town of Innisfail organization was a difficult one. I love my position and my time here with the town of Innisfail. It has been amazing, she said. It's bittersweet actually. Innisfail has been a wonderful community for us to live in. We've made some great friendships. With my work with the town of Innisfail, I have to honestly say it has been the highlight of my career to date. It has been a great organization to work with. We've been able to do a lot of great work in the community, said Bradbury, noting she was tasked to lead the community's interagency network and its many vital support groups. Being able to see our community and residents get supports that they needed and seeing our residents getting engaged in community life, and being able to help residents who were struggling and linking them with resources and supports has been so rewarding, she added. It has been an amazing opportunity and experience here. I'm really sad to leave Innisfail, and I have great colleagues here. When the Bradburys arrived in Innisfail 6.5 years ago, Gerald was an immediate positive force in the local church community. However, the church building was sold last November, forcing him to look for new quarters for his congregation. But life took over. Gerald became busy with a supply chain management college course. That had me really tied up. Things got too busy, he said, noting there was a grieving process to go through from his church's closure. And then when the offer came to join the faith-based camp, it was a serious decision to wrestle with. It was a great opportunity, yes, but both he and Karen adored Innisfail. But when the rubber met the road, the people that we met there, camp, were just wonderful, wonderful people. They were so supportive, said Gerald. I guess mental health-wise as well, it's just an all-around great move. The timeliness of it too, finishing the supply chain management course, and to be facility manager overseeing projects and different things, and we enjoy the outdoor life and we will be overlooking beautiful Lac St. Anne. The Pope is going to be just down the road from us, said Gerald with a chuckle of the upcoming pastoral visit to Canada from July 24 to 29, which includes Lac St. Anne. Despite the difficult decision that had to be made, Gerald, who is just 56, said there remains a possibility he and Karen could return in 10 years or so when retirement finally arrives. It speaks well of the town that it was a struggle to make the decision, said Gerald, who offered some last inspired biblical words for Innisfail. Love God and love each other. Look to God for strength to move forward because God has a purpose for each and every one of us.